Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joins us to discuss his candidacy for District 42, Nebraska State Senate. Commissioner Bruns, are you ready for this snow?
Oh, yes.
Are
oh,
you?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We need the precipitation for sure.
Any way we can get it,
you know.
We sure do.
I almost had a trophy buck this morning. Thank goodness the roads weren't slow.
Not in a good way.
Not
either.
In a good way.
Yeah, that's not the way to get them.
Exactly.
No, definitely not. So, Commissioner Bruns, we've been talking a lot about your election process, your candidacy for District 42, Nebraska State Senate. Let's talk a little bit about what you would like to get accomplished if the voters select you this coming Tuesday, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Quickly approaching.
T-minus 4 days, right? So, I'm ready for it. I'm excited.
Now,
I'm,
Commissioner Bruns has had a countdown longer than you and I have, Rick.
16 months. I'm praying that the voters find me as the best choice. I believe that I am, and I'm ready to get to work right away. I've already been preparing for this role for, like I said, 16 months now, and we have some legislation that we're crafting. And when we get in there, I'm looking forward to getting good things done for District 42. Primarily, you know, I have three areas of focus.
Okay.
We've got to grow our economies out here in rural Nebraska, not just in North Platte. North Platte's a good regional hub. We've got
sure.
to make sure that we're growing that, because a high tide raises all ships.
Absolutely.
And this is a center of gravity for the district. But we also need to have a concerted focus on growing our rural villages, making sure that our incorporated villages are recognized, that they get the resources and the services that they deserve as well. And so that's chief focus for me. But we can't do that unless we get our tax policy right and become more competitive in that regard. And so I'm interested in getting in there and finding ways that we can control property taxes. A lot of people adopt the philosophy that property taxes are merely a local issue. That's been going on for far too long. I don't believe that is the case. Kicking that can down the road has led to the problem that we're in now. So I want to get in there and make our tax policy more competitive. And then primarily, it's fighting for our individual liberties, our property rights, and our natural resources. Stopping government overreach, you know, cutting red tape. Really getting a hold on regulations that are burdensome for businesses to grow and thrive and start, and just reducing the everyday interference in the lives of hardworking individuals. So,
Commissioner Bruns, when I hear you mention protecting our resources, my mind automatically goes to the Perkins County Canal Project, and this is an issue that was obviously very much relevant the past legislative session, but its involvement in the Nebraska legislature is far from over.
Yes, so we've got to protect every drop of water that we have flowing into our state. That we have in our state, and the canal project is absolutely going to be an integral part of that overall process. You know, Colorado has hundreds of projects that are approved and working through the process to get underway, and we cannot afford to have them stop the flows of water significantly from flowing down that South Platte River into our state. Nebraska is the number one irrigated state in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it,
depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing.
We produce a lot of food.
Yes and no. It'd be nice if we didn't have to rely on the irrigation nearly as much. We get some of that natural moisture, is all that I was saying. But
at the same time, it's a resource that we have, and we're harnessing it appropriately and sustainably.
This is true.
When you look at, for instance, what just occurred with the Dawson Public Power and the Central Nebraska Public Power merger.
Mm-hmm.
Their ability to be nimble when it comes to irrigation and power generation is paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good example of partnerships that can occur that protect and sustain that resource.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at things like the Tri-State Compact and what resulted out of that and our legal obligation to pump some of our resources down to Kansas through the NCORP project. Pumping that water is a necessary evil. It protects our ability to irrigate. But look at how government has not done a good job, in my opinion, of fostering that and allocating how we do things. that land, taking that land off the tax rolls, was detrimental to our rural school districts. Mm-hmm. So I have legislation being crafted right now that we can separate most of that land from the wells, that we can get that sold back and put back on the tax rolls as grassland, and you know, try to make those school districts whole, primarily, you know, the Wallace School District. That's important. So protecting our water rights is going to be key. It's going to be a battle. We have the financial resources in the state right now to get that canal project done. I think that's paramount. I was saddened to see that that did not get done this last legislative cycle, that they only allocated about $53 million for a study. My hope is that this next legislative cycle we can get the thing funded and get things underway to ensure that, you know, our flows are where they need to be, and that overall project is going to be important from the standpoint we can create a reservoir to help recharge groundwater in an area that is drastically hit with the drought this year.
Right.
When you take a look at every drop that's taken out of the South Platte, that has to be, you know, made up for by flows out of the North Platte, and look at what McConaughey does in a mm-hmm. drought year. And so we've got to do everything we can to fight for our resources, protect our resources. I'm committed to doing that as your next state senator.
Commissioner Bruns, anything else you want to hit on this morning?
You know, I think when it comes to our individual liberties, continuing to amplify things that I've been working on the county level. We made Lincoln County a Second Amendment sanctuary county. I think that all of our Bill of Rights are important, but the Second Amendment is one that makes sure that we have our Bill of Rights.
It protects all others.
First, yes.
Exactly. And so I'm already working with Senator Brewer. He's endorsed my campaign on legislation that we can drop this next legislative cycle to get constitutional carry actually passed. I would stand up for things like Castle Doctrine and Stand Your Ground here in the state of Nebraska. Fight against red flag laws that violate our constitutional rights to due process. I think things like that are important. They're what I'm hearing from a vast majority of people as I'm knocking doors. I've knocked over 8,000 doors this general election cycle thus far, over 5,000 in the primary. I'm working hard, but people are expressing to me the things they want to see. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely one of them. And so I'm glad to have Senator Brewer's support. He's over in Ukraine right now. I speak with him multiple times a day via encrypted text message application that we have, and we're already planning for what we're going to get accomplished this next legislative cycle.
We're blessed to have Tom Brewer in the Nebraska legislature, that's for sure, and what a great humanitarian he is as well, making another trip back to Ukraine. This one flew much more underneath the radar, though, than the other one.
Yeah, he's over there, you know, handing out Bibles, and you know, my thoughts and prayers were with him this week. He lost three guys that were with him. He's in the thick of it right now. And so just praying for his continued safety, and those are the guys that he's with, and that whole situation over there can get resolved very quickly, because, you know, look at what it's doing to our supply chain in a number of different ways.
Yeah, the impact it's having not only
exactly.
on the nation, but the world.
Exactly. And so, you know, I'm praying that he gets back and in one piece, that he's not shot up again.
Again, being the key word,
and that we're able to see him grace the floor of the Nebraska State Legislature alongside me this next year.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, I see you brought one of your campaign mail flyers in the studio this morning.
Oh, yeah. No, I just brought it. We got a lot of things going out. We're doing things pretty resourcefully, I think. You know, I'm being outspent pretty significantly, but I'm a Marine. I can do more with less and utilize our resources.
Improvise, adapt, and
overcome. Exactly. Yep. No, Rick, you understand as a Marine, and so we got a good quote-unquote battle plan that we're executing, and, okay. and there's only a few more days left, but
down to crunch time.
You know, we're targeting our message appropriately and getting it in front of people that I think are going to truly make a difference, and hopefully they'll be able to see that, you know, I have the conservative backing of a number of groups throughout the state, law enforcement here locally. I'm the only candidate to have any support from law enforcement locally and statewide, the Nebraska State Fraternal Order of Police and organizations, county sheriffs throughout the district. I'm blessed to have the exclusive endorsement from the Nebraska Republican Party. You know, organizations like Nebraskans Against Government Overreach, Nebraskan Freedom Coalition, Nebraska Taxpayers for Freedom. There's a ton of different organizations that see me as the true conservative choice in this race. And I'm proud to have them, but at the end of the day, the only endorsement that truly matters to me is that of the voters on November 8th. And so I'm working hard to get my message out there of how I'm going to work for the hardworking individual here in this district, and they're going to be at the forefront of every decision that I make.
What are your Election Day plans, Commissioner Bruns?
So we are going to be hosting a watch party. It'll be at Brigham's Tap Room.
Oh, cool.
We'll start that at about 7:30, right before the polls close. I think we'll have some press there, but it's going to be a fun time. We're gonna watch and celebrate the red wave coming through nationwide and statewide and here locally. And so there will likely be some other down-ballot candidates that will be in attendance. And I'm looking forward to having some great wins across the board, and hopefully I'll be one that's celebrating right along with them.
Commissioner Bruns, if folks will learn more about your campaign and your candidacy, how can they do so?
I encourage people to go to my website, chrisbruns.com, chrisbruns.com. There's a lot of good information there. They can find me on social media, on my Facebook page, at Vote Bruns. That takes you to the Chris Bruns for Legislature page. A lot of great information there. But like I say, I want the conversation. If you have questions, if you have concerns, if you have, you know, things that you want to bend my ear on, call me on my cell phone. I want to have that direct line of communication with you. That number is 308-660-6049. I'm a firm believer in being accessible. If I'm going to do a great job representing this district, you've got to be able to be able to bend my ear on any topic, and I promise you I'll be responsive. I'll listen to your concerns, and so please give me a call.
Commissioner Bruns, appreciate the time as always. We'll see you in the studio in your different capacity on Tuesday, but best of luck to everybody that's going to be on the ballot this coming Tuesday.
Absolutely, Tristan. Thank you. Rick, thank you. Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Day.